Yeah. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is one of the guys on the New England Patriots. Dietrich Wise is with us. Dietrich is brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Dietrich with us on the Harbor One Hotline. Aggression Fourier. Good morning, Mr. Wise. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good. Well, we're talking about streaks and team meetings and all this kind of stuff. And Dietrich, you've been around for a lot of winning against the Jets. How much of this quote-unquote streak are you and your teammates really paying attention to going into Sunday?
You know, with all the talk going on about streaks and everything, we keep everything, we block everything out pretty much, and we just focus on ourselves. We're not really worried about the streaks and how long this happened or how long this hasn't happened. We're focusing on getting better every week and focusing on coming out here and executing our job.
You know, we were just talking about, like, you know, Juwan Bentley being on our morning show and, you know, talking about the team meeting after the game. But you obviously wouldn't say what was said, and I totally understand that. But what is the purpose of having one of those? Like, what are you trying to achieve by having – any team, really, by having a team meeting after, you know, like a loss?
Oh, so after games, we have team meetings. The purpose for a team meeting is always to regroup. Win or lose, we have to regroup, come together, see what we did right, see what we need to improve on. And then after the fact, we go out there and execute what we have to do. And that's really the purpose of a team meeting.
Dietrich, you know what it is, too, is the – you guys are close, and we who have, you know, Christian won 2 Super Bowls with the Patriots, for God's sakes. I've covered them for 25 years, for crying out loud, and we're not used to hearing stuff about, hey, we're close, and we're not used to hearing about, you know, big meetings after games, let's say, when you go down 0-2. It's got people kind of shaken to their core a little bit. And people are worried that the messaging is, hey, guys, we've got to keep rowing the boat. We're close. It sounds like stuff that, like, the Jets would have said in years past. How do you kind of put into context the reality of the situation you're in, trying to stay positive without fooling yourselves into thinking that you're better than you really are?
Okay. Great question. So we're hearing that close word from the outside world. Inside, we're not really happy about all these moral victories and close games. We want to go out there and dominate. And when the game is over, if it doesn't say Patriots ahead of whoever we're playing, we're not happy. So we had to find a way to dig deep, get the guys rolling, eliminate bad football, and go out there and just dominate the person in front of us, execute, score points, stop the run, start the pass, and get W's. And that's what we're doing, and that's what we're telling our guys, and that's how we're going into every game.
So we're talking to Dietrich Wise, and when we look at this Jets offense, what is the most important thing you guys need to worry about dealing with Zach Wilson?
His speed and his elusiveness with the ball. He does a pretty good job of baiting tackles and throwing the ball downfield.
When you look at the defense, Dietrich, what are you guys doing well right now?
We're doing well. Every time we get on the field, we're either holding them to 3 points or we're shutting them out 3 and out. So I think we're doing a really good job there. We're making big plays with interceptions and sacks and turnovers. We're doing a good job there. We need to continue doing that. And I think also doing a great job of all of our young guys stepping up. And our star players making plays.
How often do you guys, I know, like, when your series is over, Dietrich, you guys, you know, sit down, regroup. How often are you guys, like, watching the offense play?
Right after we go over our corrections, with eyes on the screen or on the field.
Okay, so you're able to kind of check them out. Is there anything that you see when you're watching that offense, like, oh, okay, I wish they'd do this. Oh, I wish, okay, Trent Brown's really strong on this side, especially since, you know, you have probably a better understanding than what those guys can do more than anybody since you, you know, go against them all the time.
Yeah, we talk about a few things that we see help each other out that we saw in practice or see in the game. But for the most part, I think the coaches and the offensive side does a good job of self-regulating and self-adjusting.
Dietrich Wise Jr. is here with Gresham Fauria. You have been around for a lot around here, Dietrich. Slow starts are normally not the common theme here. Every once in a while, you'll have one. But it's two in a row. It's been talked about. Can you put your finger on the slow first quarters in both games this year?
You know, I feel like it's early in the season. Right now, it's just early in the season, so there is a little rustiness here and there. Not really going to pinpoint what it is. Just going to let you know it's early in the year. So we have 15 more games left. These two games don't defy us of who we are or what we can be, but we will let you know that every time we step on the field, our goal is to start strong and finish stronger.
Dietrich Wise Jr., he's going to be one of the guys leading the Patriots defense against the Jets on Sunday. Dietrich, thank you, friend. We appreciate it. Stay healthy, and hopefully we get you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Dietrich.
All right, most definitely. See you soon.
There we go. All right, Dietrich Wise with us on the Harbor One Hotline.